Praise be Jesus and Mary. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. These are Jesus' words from today's gospel from Luke chapter 9, and they lay down an indispensable condition for being his followers. We are on day 2 of Lent, and right away we need to know what we are to be doing, where we are to be heading, and why. What we're to be doing is, you know, following Jesus, of course, you know, along the way of the cross. Admittedly, we haven't reached Holy Week yet. That's towards, of course, the end of Lent. But following Jesus along the way of the cross, it's something that, you know, for our Lord wasn't just, you know, that Holy Week, but actually began, you could say, at the very moment of his incarnation, from the very first moment of his existence and his human nature. His gaze was towards, you know, the cross of Calvary. And so once we arrive with our Lord on Calvary, there we are to receive a torrent of graces and blessings from the pierced heart of our Savior, which is the source of our salvation and sanctification. Along the way, on this journey, our Lord needs to remind us, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. This is another paradox of the Christian life. We'll never begin to live, you know, truly live, until we learn how to deny ourselves, to die to ourselves, to forget about ourselves in a good, holy way. You know, that is, by not living just for ourselves and making ourselves the center of our own little universe, but rather recognizing and embracing the fact that Christ is the center of our lives and of the whole universe, for that matter. In today's first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses exhorts the Israelites to choose between life and death, between the observance of God's commandments and rejecting them. Choose life, then, he says, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. We could say that the way of the cross, you know, taking up our cross each day and following Christ to Calvary, is to choose life. You know, this is the path, the only path that leads to life, to true life. It is eternal life in heaven. As Pope St. Paul VI once said, to carry one's cross is something great. It means facing up to life courageously, without weakness or meanness. It means that we turn into moral energy those difficulties which will never be lacking in our existence. It means understanding human sorrow. And finally, it means knowing really how to love. So ultimately, embracing the cross, following Christ along the way of the cross, which we'll be doing this Lent, should lead to a more perfect love for us, a more perfect love of God and neighbor, you know, to be able to live out the commandment, you know, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. This is what Lent is all about, an ever more perfect love, to love until it hurts, as Mother Teresa put it. In a word, to love as God loves, even to accepting sorrow and pain and suffering, and even death, death on a cross. Praise be Jesus and Mary.